Attention, freelancers and solopreneurs. Freelancers and solopreneurs. You are tuning into The Remote CEO, a show that will help you scale your business, become the authority in your market, grow into a better leader, and create your remote empire. And now, your host, acclaimed business coach and entrepreneur, Deniero B.
What is going on, CEOs? Deniero B here with another episode of the Remote CEO Show. I am very happy right now because we're approaching the end of the first week of these video editions that are also, of course, going onto the normal podcast. That's, I think, at episode 350 or something now. So we are growing very, very fast. And by the way, if you haven't subscribed yet, please do so on any platform, really. We have amazing interviews. You already know that. So let's get into the content today. Why create content to generate leads, right? This is something that I tell all my coaching clients. When we start, by the way, our coaching sessions, I always explain clients that if they want to scale a business faster, they can definitely do ads, paid ads. But if they want to have a sustainable long-term business without breaking the bank, they need to start creating as much content as possible, all right? Now, let's talk about the reasons why. First off, most content is evergreen. So let me tell you a story. It wasn't that long ago, probably like, I would say maybe like 2 years ago, I found out about Quora, okay? Quora, the website where people ask questions and then people reply with very good answers. And then depending on how good the answer is, it gets ranked and then sent out through an email blast to every single Quora user. So I answered a question about productivity. This was in end of 2018. This question got over 1 million views at this point, and to this date, I'm still getting coaching clients from that answer. It took me probably about 30 to 40 minutes to write. Now, was that the only answer that I wrote on Quora? Of course it's not. I did spend a long time on Quora answering a lot of other questions, and those answers unfortunately didn't get those types of results, but just to show you the power of content. It's evergreen. It's gonna stay online for years to come, and if it's in the right place with the right keywords, it will generate inbound traffic to your business, to your website, and you'll make money from it. Now, second of all, your followers get to know you more. This is very important. You probably already know the know, like, trust, convert. So in order for someone to give you money, they first need to know you, they need to like you, they need to trust you, and then they will convert into sales and clients. Now, with that said, if you never put up content and you only have one or two paid ads online on Google or Facebook, they may know you right there and then, but they're not going to really either like you or trust you because all they see is that you are willing to put some money onto an app like Google or Facebook and, you know, cross your fingers and wait for sales. So with that said, if you put content out there on a constant basis, you will be top of mind. They will always remember who you are, they will know you more, and that's when they're gonna buy from you. And of course, point number three, it actually ties into this. It's over time they will trust you. Again, if you keep on giving free content out every single day for years, okay, they follow you, they have you on their, you're basically sending them emails every single week. They see your Instagram posts, your LinkedIn posts, your YouTube videos. Of course, they will trust you. Be like, well, why would this person ever do something that's going to hurt me as a business or as a client if all they do is put out free content that I've used already in the past and it works? Works like a charm. It always works. If you put out amazing content and people use it, they will trust you and they will be more willing to convert into clients, paying clients. Point number four, you're going to be always top of mind. Now, remember this, another example. We were relocating with my wife here in Italy, and I was thinking about getting some meal replacement drinks because we were working a lot and I didn't have time to cook. And I went on a website, and next thing I know, I was like, well, I'm going to buy this product. And then I got distracted, and it was just a meal replacement drink. And then I got distracted, so I closed the website, and that's it. Then after a couple of days, I saw an ad for it, and then I clicked on their Instagram page and I started seeing that they were putting out a lot of great nutritional content on Instagram. So I followed their page, and sure enough, every couple of days I would find myself reading their infographics about how many carbs I should eat or drink in this case, and all that great stuff. And after a couple of months, I had finally arrived to the point where like, I need to buy this thing because I still didn't have time to cook. I still wanted to get a meal replacement drink. Now I was set on buying something, and I remembered and I seen these guys posting content every single day for so long, and I trusted them, and that's when I pulled the trigger and I spent. I think I spent over $200 and I bought 3 months worth of drinks. Now, just to give you an idea, I would have never ever bought this product if I'd seen the first ad and then never see them again. So again, this idea of coming up with content on a constant basis, it will keep you top of mind. And that's when people will remember who you are when they're looking for your product or service, and they will come and buy from you. So I hope you will use content in the future or starting right now to grow your business. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.